everybody.
It's Friday.
Rico has an Elite polo on, so you know we're going to do some good radio. Let's just dive in.
Well, I thought it was Floral Friday, but Kenny left me hanging.
I know. You do look the best of us today. I just have a standard-ass plain polo. You have patterns and floral and excitement, and there's hope in that polo.
I'm trying, but I'm just going to go change it.
I should have just wore black today. Can we just jump in? Kenny Cott in for David. Paul Sarah in for Kenny. Listen, no, Dobson just got traded. So I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream. Like, I don't have that in me to do that. I just don't understand much of anything that the Red Wings do, or maybe more appropriately, don't do. When you see the details of this Noah Dobson trade come out, the Islanders basically got a dirty stick in the eye. And I know what these idiots will do. They'll try to package all these picks and move up and take, Long Island native, this Hagens kid. Great, go do that, and we'll see you in 5 years. The point is...
Is that the equivalent of playing for Little Caesars?
Kind of. Windsor native. He once went to DRC as a kid. the whole thing, it's the Wings could have gotten Noah Dobson essentially for free. Because, Kenny and I were sitting here pre-show, you came in, and we were reading the NHL mock draft from ESPN today, mm-hmm. and it was the Wings at 13 take Bear Grylls, reality star, and at 14, what's the first thing it said for Columbus? Columbus will trade this pick for immediate help. The Canadiens, who were in the cup final, then got terrible, then got back to the playoffs before you did any of the above. The Canadiens just got better. They just landed a cornerstone right-handed shot defenseman who just signed an 8-year deal at what I think is a very fair AAV. It wasn't the 10 or 11 fever dream that Noah Dobson's people kept leaking out there.
It was like 9.
Like 8.8 or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Cap going up. Even in that poverty league, you get a 25-year-old cornerstone defenseman. It matters. Here's the point in all this. When Wojo says, you don't need this draft pick tonight, Steve needs to trade it, that tells you something.
Yeah.
I mean, Wojo basically waits for the body to be rotting before he writes an opinion about said body.
Well, see, that's what threw me, because when Wojo wrote this article, I'm thinking like, oh, wow, Wojo is even angry. But then it got me to thinking, man, maybe Wojo just knows something. Yeah. And he kind of got, it, you know, hey, Woj, could you leak it out? But we're going to be making this move. And, I mean, I guess I don't know now. Because right now, when Wojo is calling and saying you need to be bold, that's something. Because it's not like he's this person. He's not you. Let's put it like that.
No. And again, here's the bottom line. Does the world begin and end with Noah Dobson? No. Does the Wings offseason hang solely on whether they got Noah Dobson or not? No. So save those phone calls.
I think it was the price.
There you go. Pick 16, 17, and some nothing burger forward. Okay? The Wings are sitting there with pick 13, and they don't need the pick. The need is a big-time upgrade on the blue line. Now, understand, maybe they feel like they've got Aaron Ekblad in their pocket. I don't know that. I'm saying maybe. But we're going to deal in what we have right now, which is Wings are mentioned nowhere. Noah Dobson just got dealt for a song, because Lou Lamoriello screwed this up a summer ago when he didn't get Dobson signed. Now we're here. And the Wings are sitting there with pick 13. Another team in the East, who's already better than you, is now really better than you. Look, 25-year-old franchise defensemen don't grow on trees. Full stop. Noah Dobson universally is a top 20 defenseman in the sport. Mm-hmm. Period. Oh, but he had a bad year last year. The whole effing team did. And he was hurt. Okay? Layoff. The year prior, he had a 73-point season. And is a rock on the blue line. And he'll play huge minutes. And is physical. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. So the point I'm at... Look, Kenny, feel free to jump in anytime you want.
No, I was just letting you cook, man. I have the exact same reaction as you did, because we were talking before the show about how Columbus might get him at 14, the pick after the Wings pick at. And then we were thinking, oh, they could probably include that in a trade and get him. Montreal just did that from underneath you. You could have made this trade very easily. And it makes me wonder, are there other trades and other acquisitions that we could be missing out on because we're just simply not, I don't know, not trying? Are we because?
Or does Iserman have it all set up and it's going to be a fireworks show, not only tonight, but in after July 1st?
It's quite possible. But the problem is that we don't even see the Wings name mentioned in any. Every time I saw Dobson's name come up, and we're just using him as an example right now because he just got moved. And every time I would see his name pop up, or any other high leverage, either trade target or free agent, the Red Wings' name was nowhere to be seen.
Kenny, here's the fear I have, is that seemingly, okay, you can make trades, you can acquire defensemen we haven't heard about, but just as we sit here, in general now, all your eggs are in the Ekblad basket. That's not a good place to be. There are still people who believe Ekblad will test the market but will return to Florida. I don't know. I don't know. Prevailing thought would be Marchand is gone. They'll keep Bennett. They'll keep Ekblad. If you don't get Ekblad and you didn't get Dobson, what else is really out there at that level of player?
There's your middle six forwards and your bottom pairing defensemen that are very easy to acquire, but that's not moving the needle. That's not getting this team into the playoffs. I made the joke last month of, oh, look under your chair, you get a comfort, you get a comfort, you get a comfort. It's a funny joke until it's reality, until it's what we're actually dealing with.
So here's what we want to do. We want to try to do this differently and allow you guys to set the terms. What needs to happen tonight for you to not be disappointed? I mean, look, for some of you, it'll just be let Steve cook. For some of you, Steve could go to your house, soak it in gasoline and burn it down, and you'd say thank you. You're sickos. That's fine. World's filled with sickos. This is your kink, if you will. Go ahead and enjoy it. I don't know. You know, Rex Ryan liked feet. You'll let Steve Yzerman come to your house and punch you in the grill. So be it. Maybe they've... Do they have to make what?
I forgot about the Rex Ryan. Go ahead.
No. Maybe it's, do they need to trade pick 13 and you don't even care what it is? Is it you're just not going to be happy until or unless this team does something seismic? I leave it to you. Kenny's worn me down this week. Kenny has basically been Eeyore all week. I came in Monday super optimistic, gave you the layout. A lot of the hockey nistas are writing, hey, if Yzerman's making a big move, it's happening this week. Mm-hmm. I tried to sell hope. Kenny basically took a chair to my spine all week.
I mean, would you rather the chair or would you rather him lie to you?
Lie.
Really?
I actually am in a position with the Red Wings I want to be lied to.
All right. They're going to make impactful moves this offseason. The team will be a shoe-in for the playoffs, and they might even win a couple of rounds, too.
Yes. Possibly the best rounds.
Maybe the best.
We've reached that point now.
I'm at a point with the Wings I actually want to be lied to. Like, as much as I get angry at media for lying to people, this is one case where I think I want to be lied to.
So you want some Kremlin media right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because I don't know what to tell our people. We have pick 13 tonight. That guy won't be here till 2030 if he makes it at all.
No, I think our people are wondering, like, okay, do you hear the Red Wings make the selection at 13? Probably will be very disappointed. Or are you waiting for some buyouts? Maybe that will make you feel a lot better about yourself. Or are you waiting for free agency to open up? And it's like, okay.
Yep.
And Stevie's got the grocery cart going down the aisle. There's a defenseman. There's a frontline center.
Supermarket sweep.
Right.
Yes. There goes Barbara. She's really working those hams. That show was chaos. Look, I have to leave open the possibility that this will all take care of itself in free agency, and it's going to be two A-plus signings, and we're going to make this team a lot better. I that's fine.
No, I know. The only thing about that is this: the free agency just almost feels like you've hit that Hail Mary. Like, okay, you have to do something.
Well, the
now.
Problem with free agency is when you go over the free agents, none of them are listed as having interest in Detroit or Detroit being interested in them.
And there's a steep fall off with the first couple of free agents and the rest of them. I think the rest of them fall under the you get a comfort
Correct.
Category.
Correct. Kenny, this is why, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe by my 25th year in the market, people will start to listen. I always tell it's trades, not free agency. The trades, you unlock the ability to acquire almost anyone. Make a crazy enough offer, you can get anyone. But that's where value lies. free agency, those players are there for a reason.
Right.
And yeah,
either they're about to get rich or their team didn't really care.
And in fairness to Steve Yzerman, and I don't want to defend him or this franchise, but I'm going to do it. The disadvantage we do have is we aren't one of these zero state tax states. We're not. We can't compete with Florida from a monetary level. We can't compete with Nashville. We can't compete with Texas. We can't compete with Nevada.
Right.
Like, there are just certain, like, we can't compete with that. But outside of that, there's really no excuses. I don't want them picking at 13 tonight, not because they might not draft a good player, but because that player won't be ready for years, plural, and really more towards 4 years, 5 years.
He might sniff the league at 3 years, but he won't play meaningful time, and he won't be a productive player till
right at
Billy
Kenny at best.
Years.
He hits the league in 3 years, and he's the baby foal version of Lucas Raymond,
right?
Who barely looked like he knew what the hell he was doing. So, look, people, what do you want tonight? Look, this was set up to be a big week in the NHL, and it has been, and that the draft has been sold as an agent of chaos tonight. That there will be moves, there will be trades. And if you're getting something done, it was going to happen this week. Thus far, the Wings have done nothing. They have not bought anyone out. They have not made trades. Mm-hmm. And we don't see them at the forefront of free agency. If you believe you have Ekblad in the bag, that's fine. Nobody would be upset with the Ekblad signing. It would be excellent. I'm upset that Noah Dobson was traded for a song. And before you call up and yell at me, I want you to think before you yell at me. You can do both. Well, pick 16 and 17 isn't free. It kind of is. There's a drop-off in this draft. Those picks don't have a lot of value. If you don't believe me, how about Elliot Friedman? Those are his words. Pierre Lebrun, his words. You don't know puck. That's why I'm quoting people who do. Bitch. So we can just move forward now as adults. Noah Dobson was acquired for free. For free. That's one word, by the way. That's not two words. It's F-U-H-F-R-E-E. For free.
For free.
For free. That's Rico, is my desperation for the Wings to make big moves just sideswiping my logic?
No, it's not, because when you look at pick 13, you think, okay, well, maybe that's better than the two that they gave, and you could give away another player, and you could have brought him here. No, it's not. It's always the price that you have to pay. Was it so ridiculous that you're like, you know what? We're going to pass.
Plus, now, look, we know what the Islanders are doing now. Reports out of New York is they've switched their mindset into NHL-ready players into future assets because they want to move up in the draft. Well, guess what? Pick 16 and 17 has less value than pick 13.
Correct.
If you wanted to move up from 16 and 17 to 13, you'd probably give up both of those picks.
Right.
So for the Islanders, pick 13 is going to have more value to get up into the top seven where Hagans is going.
And that's why I get the frustration, because it's like, okay, you could have done this. Like, did you not get included in on this phone call?
Could have given the Islanders more. It would have hurt you less. And I don't know, man. I leave it to you guys. But then again, maybe you want us to talk roller coasters. You know what? I'll tell you what I want. I need 10 people to call, or I'm going to punch Kenny Cott in the face. That's really what's going to happen here. And if you love Kenny...
Wait. Hold on a second.
People, help me help you. We're not doing chicken fingers or your favorite condiment or the funniest fart you ever saw. Look, please, can we just talk about our teams? They're picking at 13 tonight. What is going to keep you from being disappointed? Are you angry about the Dobson thing? Do you like Joe Bucks? What do you think of the new 100-year logo? I don't care. What's your favorite Christmas ornament? 248.
I like the one with a hockey towel going across.
Good. 97.
Punch Kenny in the face.
I don't want to hit Kenny.
Everything's
going to
be fine, Mike. We're going to get some great players this offseason.
You should have seen the look on my face when he told me what the Islanders got for Dobson. I went, what?
You almost punched Jeremy Otto in the face.
He didn't know who Noah Dobson was. I'm like, you got the Dobson thing in your update? Who's that? I'm like, I hate you.